is good old-fashioned politicians. Unfortunately, most nations seem to be binning those in favour of so-called disruptors and charismatic businessmen. If ever there was a time for skilled diplomacy, it's now. But, you know, we've got Boris and we've got, you know, America's got Trump.
Punching out tweets with his fists. I mean, that's that's how it feels like he does them, just sort of...
He called Assad, didn't he, a gas-killing animal. It's sort of a really clumsy phrase, and I thought, well, it would be once it's been through its original Russian through Google Translate.
Hugo, you've probably got a solution to this.
I mean, what really bothers me about the idea of World War III is I haven't the time. I've got a lot on. I've got a lot of work. I've got the boiler guy coming round. If we must have World War III, I can do it in like next Tuesday. There's a whole situation. It's mesmerisingly awful. Russia is the most mesmerisingly awful bit of it, really. Somehow the entire state of Russia has turned into this bizarre performance art where they just say these completely crazy things. They'll say anything. The official Russian position yesterday was there was no chemical attack. The position today is nobody should bomb Syria because it'll destroy the evidence of the chemical attack that they say there wasn't anyway. You know, they just and the Russian embassy in Britain is almost the worst. They just sit there making up these really mad lies to upset people, like there's no moon or, you know, Pimlico's disappeared.